What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding the communities everywhere.
We are here in Oklahoma, where apparently all it does is rain.
But indeed.
But we have some sunshine to bring to the world. That is our Positive Truth t-shirts. Tim, can you tell the people about them?
Our Positive Truth t-shirts come in two different colors, black and gray. They look really awesome. Logo on the front, logo on the back. The coolest thing about our t-shirts are whenever you purchase one for only $20, or if you like to give a flat donation, you're more than welcome to do that as well. You get to choose a foundation your money goes to. We have three different foundations to choose from. One is for suicide awareness. One is over, Tomorrow, People of Tomorrow. Is that for Oklahoma? Is that what it's called, JP?
Tim.
I don't have a list for these. I know rain, but I don't know the...
Tomorrows and rain, yeah.
Positive Tomorrows, that's it. I said People of Tomorrow. Positive Tomorrow, which helps homeless kids here in Oklahoma, and rain. Which is rain is for sexual assault. So these are all nonprofit organizations. So if you guys want to donate and help out and make the world more positive, go ahead and buy a t-shirt, give a flat donation, and let's spread the positivity.
Tim getting better at the live reads one day at a time.
Exactly. I should get some note cards. I'm over here trying to memorize everything like I'm Rain Man or something.
I actually don't get that reference.
Didn't he memorize numbers or something like that, Rayman?
I don't know. Nah, I don't know who Rayman is.
I forgot you don't watch movies, man. My bad, JP. It's like a movie from the early 90s on top of that, too. My bad.
The only Rayman I know of is Sean Kemp.
Basketball player. Got you.
Yeah. But here at The Positive Truth, we do uplifting and positive news on every Monday and Wednesday. Today is Monday, so we got positive news stories. And speaking of basketball players, my first positive news story is about J.R. Smith.
Time out. Something positive from J.R. Smith. Let's hear it.
Well, in case you didn't know, Tim, about in January, he had a daughter. She was born 5 months early, and she only weighed a pound.
Oh, man.
So it was highly unlikely that she was going to make it, but in May she's reached 6 pounds and she just got sent home. And so J.R. Smith and his wife basically bought flowers for everyone in the NICU, which is the hospital where his daughter was, for basically taking care of his daughter. And they got him on Mother's Day.
That's a great Mother's Day gift for sure.
Absolutely. And JR is growing up, being a little more mature. He's not asking girls about the pipe on Twitter. So I just wanted to shout it out. Good job, JR Smith. Absolutely wonderful job by the people working in NICU that, you know, saved his daughter's life. And the positivity of him to give the flowers back. I know it's a little late for Mother's Day, but I just now saw this story, so I want to talk about it.
Oh, no, man. We'll take any positive news story we can get.
Tim, what do you have?
My first news story comes from Norwegian. So a Norwegian billionaire who started out as a fisherman has...
Time out. It comes from where?
I said Norwegian. I said from Norwegian, didn't I?
You did.
I did, didn't I? Well, check this out, JP. A Norwegian billionaire who started out as a fisherman has announced that he will give away most of his fortune to help clean up the world's oceans. I don't want to say his name, but I'm going to butcher it. But his name is, I think, Kjell.
Tim, don't try. Just spell out the last name.
Man, it's a R, and then it has an O with like a line in it. K-K-E.
Nice.
Yeah, so I'll rock with that. He's in the process of building a marine research vessel that's also designed to scoop up a major oceanic threat, plastic pollution. The research expedition vessel, built in conjunction with the World Wildlife Fund, real quick, you know, the World Wildlife Fund is why the WWF, which is World Wrestling Federation, changed its name to World Wrestling Entertainment. The World Wildlife Fund sued the World Wrestling Federation for their name, which is pretty funny.
I thought they changed their name from Federation to Entertainment because Vince McMahon's wife was running for a political stance.
Yeah, and it was the World Wildlife Fund had some issue with it.
And then I thought it was because Federation meant that it was an actual wrestling league, so they were thinking that it was like real. Does that make any sense? Like, if it's a federation, yeah, it's like a real wrestling, so they changed the entertainment for people to know that, like, oh, these people are actually fake.
Maybe. Huh.
Maybe
I never
both.
Heard that. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. That's interesting, though, for sure.
Anyway.
Yeah, it's back to the real positivity. But basically, it'll be able to suck up 5 tons of plastic every day, and then the plastic can be recycled. This mega yacht, which will be the largest one once it's built, can carry 60 scientists and 40 crew members. It'll be equipped with laboratories, an auditorium, 2 helipads, and a hangar for remote operated vehicles and all kind of underwater vehicles, cargo decks, all kind of stuff on this ship. And I mean, I think this is super awesome. This dude is a billionaire because he started off as a fisherman and now he's deciding to save the water with all the money that he's made. So shout out to the guy's name I can't say.
And that's not all that's going on the boat either. The researchers on the boat are going to, you know, they're going to answer, their goal is 5 questions. What impact does CO2 emissions have on ocean and ocean's acidification? And what can we do to reduce the effects? How do we overcome plastic pollution? How can we save endangered species? How can we reduce our bycatch, make harvesting of marine resources, basically overfishing, more sustainable? And are there untapped resources in the ocean, which could have better harvest, could provide new sources of food and energy for future generations?
And one of the coolest things about that whole entire video and everything that's on here, or not video, story, is there is an actual video of what the ship is supposed to look like, and it will get uploaded to Facebook at the Positive Truth Podcast. So if you guys want to check it out and see a digital version of this ship, it'll be on there.
Absolutely. Probably the only yacht I like. Have you ever been on a yacht, Tim?
Not while like it was in the ocean, but yeah, I've stepped on a couple in my day.
What? What was this?
Man, you know, these last few years, hanging out with millionaires and stuff. It's been different. I've been doing things I probably shouldn't have been doing.
Okay, Tim.
True story.
Oh, we are in Oklahoma where there's no water for miles. I was not expecting Tim to answer that question with a yes.
Oh, man, I travel, man. I get out of Oklahoma in the summertime.
Or whenever tornadoes are coming to tear us all apart.
Indeed.
And you know what also goes on in May besides tornadoes in Oklahoma?
What's that, JP?
Graduation.
Ooh, touche.
So I have a story of Richard Waugh, which is incredibly easy to say for a name. He's a professional photographer, and he gets paid to, you know, take pictures and, you know, graduation photos. Which I never got a graduation photo in my life, so I don't understand. But, you know, a lot of people do graduation photos. But he's based in Philly, and when he was doing his graduation photos, he realized, like, there are a ton of, like, high school kids that have basically no one there whenever they graduate high school. And so he's offering up free graduation photos. And I think that's really awesome.
Yeah, man, that's amazing. Graduation photos are expensive.
What, for real? Why?
Yeah, man. People charge, like, photographers these days are ridiculous. Like, high school kids are broke. Well, where we're from, they're broke.
Well, where Richard's from, they're broke, too.
That is true. But, I mean, not everybody in high school is broke, but, I mean, it's pretty expensive. I didn't even get graduation, like, senior photos or anything because I wasn't about to pay $200-$300 for a session.
It costs $300 for real?
I mean, depending on who you talk to, for sure.
Switch occupation. take my smartphone around and be like, yo, pay me $200. Like, best selfies ever.
Yeah, you get fired, JP. Be over with. You pull out an iPhone to take some of my senior pictures, man.
I mean, let's stop acting like iPhones don't have really good cameras, though.
Touche, touche.
I am a master with editing myself to look pretty on Instagram. I can do it with you, too. Yeah, shout out to Richard Waugh for that one.
Yeah, for sure, man. Let's stay on this graduation trail. I have a kid by the name of George Campos, another easy name to say. He's from Palmdale, California. And his story is actually kind of cool. That's the reason why I brought it up. I brought his name up. He was a freshman in high school, about to be a freshman in high school at the age of 13. And that's whenever his family went through some issues. They actually became homeless. His father lost his job, and his family of six, they ended up becoming homeless for 3 months, staying in random hotels, homeless shelters, with family, just going all over the place. And that's whenever George Campos decided, you know what? I need to take control of the finances that are going on in our house. So at the young age of 13, this kid decided to take the responsibility of, I want to know every penny that we're spending in this house, all the bills and everything. He started running the finances in his house at the age of 13.
13?
At the age of 13. Like, he's quoted by saying, I took on the budget. I took on all the finances. All the bills that are paid at home run through me. That's George Campos at 13 years old decided to do this. 4 years later, this young man has helped his family buy a house by getting their finances together. He gives a lot of credit to TRIO, Upward Bound Math and Science, which, if you know what Upward Bound is, it's a TRIO program, a federally funded program that I know I was a part of here in Oklahoma City.
They might not be funded much longer because of you-know-who. But anyway, yeah. Continue.
Well, yeah, exactly. That's exactly why I'm bringing it up, because there's all kind of positive stories from programs like that. And I know I'm a product of one of those programs. I have a lot of friends that are products of those programs. And hearing about him all the way in California, that's a product of an Upward Bound program, is amazing. He helped his family get a house, but the issue is the house is 70 miles away from his childhood home, and he was going to USC, which was literally 10 minutes away from his old house where they used to live. So now that he helped his family get this house, he's going to USC, driving 140 miles back and forth, because that's where he got accepted to. And now he decided, you know what, I'm going to apply somewhere else. Maybe I can go to school somewhere else, and since I can apply for these scholarships and stuff, which he ended up applying for Harvard. This man ended up getting accepted on a full ride scholarship, and now he's going to Harvard to study economics next fall.
That's what's up, man.
Yeah, man.
He's going from Southern California to Harvard?
Yes. He's trying to get an education, man. He was going to go to USC, and then he decided, you know what? I really want to major in economics. He's really good at it, obviously, you know, at 13 years old, taking the responsibility of taking care of your family like that. I mean, it's just an awesome story, especially a young Hispanic kid who was homeless for 3 months at a young age. I know a lot of us would have broke down at 13 if we were homeless. We were too busy trying to, you know, look cool and get the J's and the Timberlands and all that good stuff. And this kid was just trying to find a nice place to sleep.
Tim, what's your favorite Upward Bound story, personally?
My favorite Upward Bound story? Oh, man, there's so many good stories. I do appreciate the summer after I graduated. I spent a whole 4 years in Upward Bound. Every summer we would go and take classes, and it was basically preparing us for the next school year, which I hated it at the time, but we went to pretty cool trips on Fridays, so it made up for everything we did Monday through Thursday. But I remember after I graduated from high school, Upward Bound was supposed to be over for me, and they had this program, and basically what they did was they'll pay for 2 summer classes for college, and I ended up going to the community college. They paid for it, and we ended up getting to go on a trip at the end of the summer. And I mean, that's not like one moment, but I just remember that summer being like thankful. Remember all my friends getting ready to go to college, and I'm already taking these classes because they were able to get paid for through this program. So, I mean, that was something that I was really grateful, because it got my college career started off right, because I had, you know, no idea what to expect.
Nice, nice, nice. And that's why we need more programs in the community.
Exactly. We have a lot more underdog stories like this, like George Campos.
Well, I have 3 more news stories, and I don't know which one to go first. I was trying to seamlessly flow, but none of them seamlessly flow.
I'll just knock them out, man. We got this.
So I'll go to India. They plan to start a coal-fired mega power plant. The government was like, nah, we need to build a green energy power plant. So they scrapped the whole project, and they've planned a new 4,000 megawatt ultra mega power project, UMPP. And it's going to be some completely solar energy. It's just a step in the right direction. And I think it's really cool. There's also a picture of like all the panels. And it's a lot of solar panels. They're basically like carports, except thousands of them.
It's pretty impressive.
Yeah. It also seems a lot better for the environment and the people living by the power plant that they're just basically carports with solar panels on them. Seems a lot healthier for everyone close.
Oh, for sure. It sounds legit. You want to go ahead and knock out another story, JP?
I got you. Nevada has become the 8th state to ban conversion therapy, which I think speaks for itself.
What state was that?
Nevada.
Nice. All right, man. Well, my next story comes. It's about pink taxis. Have you heard of this, JP?
No. It sounds like breast cancer awareness.
No, but that was a good call, because that's exactly what I would have thought as well.
Sweet good of it.
But in Pakistan, basically, where there's a lot of women using public transportation to get to work, those that are able to work. And what's going on is a lot of them are getting harassed while they're waiting for public transportation, and they're tired of it. So what happened is a group of women decided to start up this taxi company, which they're called Pink Taxis. Also, in other words, they're called Paxis. Taxis with a P, basically. And they're basically providing safe and secure rides for women all throughout Pakistan. There's about 11 taxis right now, and it's for women only. They're women drivers, and women only are allowed to drive in them, and it's making it super, super safe for these women to get to work and get to other places. Because at the end of the day, a lot of these women were complaining that, you know, I had to turn down a lot of jobs because it's a 40-minute drive, and if I wait for the bus, I'm going to get, you know, harassed by 10 to 11 men before I even get onto any kind of transportation. So, you know, I have to turn down a lot of opportunities that could better my family. And these women that started this company were doing it for women just like that. And they live in they were started in a crowded city called Karachi. And I mean, it's like New York City, basically. It's just people everywhere, walking everywhere, bikes, scooters. It doesn't matter. You can get hit by anybody. You're constantly walking next to people. So the fact that they did this, and they did this for women only, is super, super awesome. And I think, you know, they honestly should have more stuff like this here in the United States.
Or, you know, us men could stop sexually harassing and assaulting women.
Oh, for sure. I mean, that would, you know, that'd be a nice peace on earth.
Speaking of which, on our Friday episode this week, we're talking about sexual assault and why you shouldn't do this. Why? Anyway, yeah. Let's just stop the sexual assault.
Indeed. But yeah, man, Paxi is... it's basically just trying to grow, and they don't have 11, they have 12 female drivers right now.
The fact that it's so bad that they need female drivers is probably not the best thing.
You're absolutely right, but the fact that they're making the steps in the right direction is a good thing.
That's
the
way to bring the positive truth, Tim.
That's all we can do, man. That's what we're here for.
Well, my last positive news story, do you remember the global cyber attack? That happened like basically a week ago.
Yeah, I remember hearing about it. I wasn't paying too much attention, man.
Well, it got your computer, Tim. That's why it keeps on beeping. Boom, 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 boom.
It got my computer years ago then.
Well, anyway, would you know who stopped it?
No, sir.
Well, basically, it was a group called Malware Tech. And it was a 22-year-old Brit. He basically said, I accidentally halted the global cyber attack. Like, he saw it, spotted it, shut it down. And in doing so, he basically triggered a kill switch, which stopped all of the malware attacks going everywhere. And he's been giving a $10,000 reward, which he doesn't even want. He doesn't even want his name to be out there. He wants to be completely anonymous. And he said, instead, I'm going to give it back to charities and education.
real life superhero guys.
I also like how this dude stopped a global cyber attack and they only gave him $10,000 as a reward.
That's why nobody's in the superhero business, man. You save the world and they give you change.
Well, he basically is a superhero. This dude's basically Batman. Like, I don't want you to know who I am and I don't want you to thank me. And I'm going to give away all your charity stuff. So he basically is a superhero.
I was about to, like, super nerd you out and call her call this person Felicity Smoke.
Who?
If you watch Flash, that's basically, like, the Flash's hacker on the CW. Yeah, it's a super nerd thing. Let me be quiet. I'll sit back.
I mean, you're good, Tim. I just don't watch TV shows. I didn't know Flash had a TV show.
Oh, man, we talked about it when we interviewed Conway.
Like, it's for real a thing, though? I thought you said it was just starting.
Yeah, man, it's like in its third season or something.
Wow. I don't understand seasons for television shows.
Yeah, there's nothing to understand. They play it when they want to, man.
That's what I thought. Never mind. But yeah, that's our positive news stories for this week. We're talking about sexual assault on Friday. We have a goal of 1,000 likes on our Facebook page, 1,000 subscribers on our YouTube, and 250 shirts sold to give back to the community. If you want to be a part of that, we have it posted on our Facebook page, where you can go on our PayPal, or you can just email us and we'll send you one. We'll make sure you get a t-shirt. Help us reach that goal. Tim, do you have a positive quote?
Indeed I do. But before I give you this positive
indeed
quote.
Indeed I do.
All right, indeed I do. Did I say indeed I do?
Yeah.
Dude, my speech is off. I'm over here drinking coffee thinking I'm awake and I'm not. Before you guys hear our quote, make sure you guys are following us on Facebook at the Positive Truth Podcast, on Twitter at TPT_podcast, on Instagram at the Positive Truth, on iTunes, YouTube, Google Play, and SoundCloud. Now, for our quote, we rise by lifting others. And that's all I have.
Well, hopefully this podcast helped rise your day. Hopefully your week is incredibly uplifting and encouraging. And we're out.
Stay positive.